Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last year was a big quarterback class, and we said we thought most of these guys, outside of J.J. McCarthy, was the one I didn't really buy, but I liked everybody at certain levels. I loved Caleb and Jaden Daniels, and I really liked Penix and Bo Nix, and I thought Drake May also was going to make it. So Drake May won again yesterday, 3 touchdowns, 155 passer rating. You can look at the highlights, size, temperament, accuracy, mobility. He's top 6 right now in total yards and total touchdowns, and he doesn't have a ton to work with. PFF in their preseason evaluation had New England as the second worst wide receiver group. So to me, head coach, Will Campbell looks like he's going to work. Head coach, left tackle, quarterback, renew your season tickets. It looks like they found the guys.
You hear that, Patriots fans? How about that? Cowherd says renew season tickets. The Patriots have, quote-unquote, the guy in Drake May. And that's just one example of the national love Drake May is getting. There was like a 3-minute clip going around last night of Rich Eisen and all his Boston producer buddies fawning over Drake May. And so that's
well, funny because at the beginning of the year, wasn't like that. This offseason, he ranked pretty low across the board. And we all thought locally, like, are we just being too generous or do we just want him to be good too much? Where we all had him ranked higher.
We all liked him here.
Yeah.
But nationally, there was no love for him. Now we love him here.
A couple games later,
the national hype is catching up to Drake May.
Yeah.
And so that's just a way of illustrating that there's a lot of hype all of a sudden. I'm seeing it a lot of different places. I'll give you examples of it coming up. He's now the best quarterback in the 2024 draft class. Some
I don't know. My guy Bo Nix put on a nice little performance last night.
I would have to update some numbers
based
on Nix's performance last night. And Jaden Daniels is a huge wild card.
Like, how quickly we forget Jaden Daniels. Like, I'm not saying he won't have.
Look, I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm just telling you what's being said out there.
Well, because it is like, you know, week to week, and you get so caught up in the most recent thing that you saw in the NFL, and that's fair. You know, you play one game a week.
Hart had him fitted for a red jacket yesterday.
Well, he's out of his mind. But, I mean, that draft class, I still think there's a chance that 4 or 5 of them end up being pretty good. Like, it could be like the 2020 or was it 2021 draft class where you're like, hey, all these guys can play. But Jaden Daniels, I know he's hurt right now. He got so far out in front of everybody. Like, he was lapping the field.
Yeah, he really could miss a year.
So if he has a bad year, you can't be like, I mean, he was in the NFC Championship game and it was the runaway rookie of the year. And now, all due respect, Drake May has 2.5 good games. Everyone's like, he's better than Jaden Daniels. Like, no, he's not.
So look.
Not yet.
Look, it's an example of riding the roller coaster, but I think it's fair to ride the roller coaster because after week one, when J.J. McCarthy led the comeback win.
Yeah, but he also sucked most of the game.
He did, but I'm just saying, after week one, like, he might be the worst quarterback in the class based on the way that it's playing out and how he played week one against the Raiders and how he only won one game as a rookie, and that's what we said. I don't think any of us said he's the worst, but we're like, the way it's playing out, if McCarthy can play and Penis Jr. looked great week one and all this stuff, Jaden Daniels came out and was lights
up and
out.
Up down for him.
Isn't it always?
Yes.
Yeah. He's on the rise after last week, Keith.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay. It'll probably go back down.
Yeah, probably.
But when you look at that quarterback class, after week one, we're like, man, you can make a case.
You size up the quarterback class.
Not that either of us made it, that he's the worst. And now you can make a case, and not that either of us are making that he could be the best. So here's a tweet, Keith.
Yeah. Is this another entry for stat of the...
You tell me.
Okay.
This is Ian... How would you say this name? H-A-R-T-I-T-Z.
You want me to,
Nick? I'm just looking for a clarification.
Hartitz.
Hartitz. Okay.
Watch your profanity.
Drake May
it's his name.
Look, it's
the proper
man,
noun.
It's the man's name.
Right.
H-A-R-T-I-T-Z.
I mean,
watch your profanity.
Drake May
he
is
must
looking,
have had a fun time on the middle school bus.
Drake May is looking a lot like the second best QB so far this season.
Wait, second best QB in the
league?
I'm sorry,
I misread that. The best second-year QB so far this season.
Oh, okay.
So he goes into all these advanced analytics. I'm not going to bore you with all of it. EPA per dropback, he is the best in the rookie class. PFF pass grade, best in the 2024 rookie class.
Yeah.
YPA, yards per attempt, he is the best in the 2024 rookie class. Adjusted completion percentage, he is the best in the 2024 rookie class. So look, all of these advanced metrics. Now, again, Knicks might have moved up based on his game last night. All these stats, again, according to Ian Harditz, all these numbers were going into last night's game.
You know,
but he's one of the best quarterbacks in football in all those advanced analytics, and he's the best in the 2024 class through four games.
Yeah, I mean, again, quarterback rating, very simple. I know some people might not love that stat. We brought this up yesterday, but Drake May's fifth in the league behind only Lamar, Jared Goff, Jordan Love, and Josh Allen. So the top two MVP candidates from a year ago, Jared Goff, who was on the best team in the NFC a year ago, and then and Jordan Love, right? So like that's pretty good territory, and that's all quarterbacks. And then if you get into the guys just from his draft class, you got to scroll down a little bit to find some of those other ones. Even with the three touchdown passes yesterday for Bo Nix, he's like 23rd in the league in quarterback rating. So he's off to an awesome start, and it is a quarter of the season or almost a quarter of the season. He's off to an awesome start. He's had, I would say, the two wins he was awesome in. The Steelers game, there was a lot of good, but then unfortunately there's also a couple of turnovers in there, and we like nitpicked that throughout the entire week. But yeah, if he continues to stack up these good games, you're right. He does have a chance to be the best quarterback from this draft class.
Well,
he does.
The stat that was going around yesterday, and Eisen referenced this in the longer clip that he had, but you look at all the second-year quarterbacks, he now has had three straight games where he's thrown two-plus touchdowns with a 75% completion percentage.
Oh, my God, the list?
The only quarterback who's ever done that at more games was Tom Brady in 2007. He did it.
I know, I was like, wait, what?
He did it four straight games in 07 where he shattered every record, two-plus touchdowns with a 75%. The other quarterbacks on the list, and they ditched some of them, but an example of the other quarterbacks on the list who have even done it three times in a row, which Drake May has already done, Peyton Manning, MVP in 2013. Aaron Rodgers, MVP in 2011. Peyton Manning, MVP in 2004. Kurt Warner, MVP in 2001.
No, it's an insane list.
So, like, when I say he's getting a lot of hype, Dark Horse MVP.
That's what I'm talking about! That's why he's the MVP! That's why he's the GOAT! The GOAT!
Dark Horse MVP candidate. And
I mean,
arguably,
you're right. Yeah.
The best quarterback in the 2024 draft class. Is he deserving of that hype, Keith?
I think he's deserving of the best of the class. I think that's fine. Like Jaden Daniels, I think, does deserve the benefit of the doubt because of the full season that he put together. But you're already banged up right now, right? So we'll see how many games he ends up missing and what that season ends up looking like. And I think the other guys, it really was up for debate. Bo Nix, I love him, made the playoffs last year, but, you know, very much like a system type guy. And I don't know if, like, you know, I think people would still draft Drake May over Bo Nix. I get that one. Caleb Williams, I think, is in a similar situation. He didn't play great this week, but he won. He has the same record, you know, with the Chicago Bears as Drake May has with the Patriots. They both have new head coaches.
And Caleb against Dallas looked, it was Dallas, but he looked awesome in that game. I will give him that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, he's capable of it, but, like, he's going to stack them on top of each other. But MVP right now, plus 7,500 for Drake May. Sucker's bet buying opportunity.
Well, it's not a sucker's bet. If anything that's plus 7,500 can't possibly be a sucker's bet. Although I did see a tweet going around yesterday.
That is the 14th best odds.
Wow. Really?
It's the 14th best odds. He's tied with a couple guys, but he's only behind a bunch of other quarterbacks, as you can imagine. He's ahead of every other position player.
I did like
or every
this.
Other like skill player.
I did like Dubs on Twitter sent me this. They said it's another individual's tweet from the Jake and Ball show. The what? Tennessee Titans are plus 10,000 to win the AFC South. That means if you bet $10 on the Titans to win the division, you'll lose $10. So that is that. I guess there could be a sucker's bet.
Yeah,
at how
those much
odds.
Did you bet on Canales to win?
He was plus 1600. How much did I bet? Good question. I don't think I plunked down a ton.
But so basically,
but he was plus 1600. I think that was a sucker's bet.
They're saying Drake May has a significantly better chance to be the league MVP than the Titans do of winning the division.
Correct.
Yeah.
So look, is he deserving of the hype that he's a dark horse MVP? That's probably a bit much.
That's a little strong.
Is he deserving of the hype that he's the best quarterback in the 2024 class? I'm with you. You still have to give the edge to Jaden Daniels. I want to see how Daniels looks when he comes back. If he's dinged up by the knee, maybe I'll feel differently. But if you want to tell me May is better than Caleb Williams and Bo Nix and every other quarterback not named Jaden Daniels.
Spencer Rattler.
Yeah.
Better than the Rattler.
We're riding the wave because after week one, we're like, is he actually worse than these guys? Looking at how it's played out with more data and more info, I think, you could say he's the second best quarterback in that class, and you could make an easy case for that.
Yeah, and I think what helps, what a great sign, and this is with all good quarterbacks, is when you can argue over what their best game was rather than be like, it's obviously this one. Like with Caleb Williams, you're like, it's that one.
Yeah.
Like, what's his best game? That one.
Like Will Levis, you could be like, he had that one game where he hit DeAndre Hopkins for three long touchdowns.
It's like it's
and then
definitely that game.
He just, for whatever reason, good matchup, had it going that day. He had one day in his life.
There's certain guys that you can point to, but with Drake May, you can have a spirited debate on whether he is better against the Dolphins or the Panthers. And, like, you know, that's great. And by the end of the season, hopefully you're pointing to, I don't know, eight of those, like half the season. You're like, well, no, that one was really good. No, that one was really good. And so he is off to a good start. We talked about, you know, projecting some of his numbers forward. Now, you know, it's early in the season, but it's a quarter of the season. 4,200 yards passing, 30 touchdowns. I think everybody would sign up for that. In fact, that'd be way higher than anybody thought.
The over-under before the year was like 3,200 yards and 22 touchdowns or something
20.
Like that. Yeah, thank you.
The number was 19.5 for touchdowns, and I was like, I think he'll hit the over.
He's blowing those numbers out of the water, assuming health, which is a risk with him.
Right.
But he looks much more comfortable this year in that department, too. Outside of the first game against the Raiders with those awkward slides, he's mostly timed it out. The right time to run, the right time to go. He has had some bad turnovers, including the fumble in week three against Pittsburgh, the end zone pick in week three against Pittsburgh. But that seems to be trending in the right direction for sure. So is he deserving of all the national hype that he's getting? He's been getting a lot of it locally. Just know it's kicked up a notch and gone national as well. You can discuss at 617-779-7937. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI presented by Paramount Plus. You cannot count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. One guy who I don't think is deserving of the hype, Keith, is Josh McDaniels. I said yesterday.
What are you talking about? He was in his bag.
The McDaniels mafia was out in full force yesterday.
They're,
it's pretty easy to tell, you know, who's in the bag for Josh McDaniels. Andy Hart came in battling for his guy yesterday. Mm-hmm. There are others. Maybe you'll hear them later on today.
Yeah.
But there are others who were card-carrying members of the McDaniels mafia, and you can see it. I'm like, they had short fields all day. Mm-hmm. There were some nice play calls.
Yeah, there was.
They threw 17 times. They had short fields all day. I feel like the special teams kind of turned that game around. Whatever. You know who I think agrees with me, Keith? Mike Vrabel. Did you hear this?
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel yesterday, when asked by probably a member of the McDaniels mafia, hey, Josh was great yesterday,
right? Talk about Josh.
What'd you think about Josh? He was so good.
Josh was sweet.
Vrabel does not agree.
Josh McDaniels so far in the city. So how impressed are you with the job he did last week and yesterday?
Well, it's not only Josh. I mean, I enjoy working with Josh. I enjoy working with the entire offensive staff. It's good coaches on that side. There's a lot of collaboration. And I like kind of where we are from an efficiency standpoint, just trying to, you know, to work ahead and be detailed and, you know, making sure that, you know, everybody is doing their roles and assignments and work the run game. And then kind of Josh and Thomas and Todd and Ashton will work some of the passing game. And, you know, when it goes to third down, and then we all get together on red zone. And those things certainly paid off last week.
Okay. So he goes on and on about Todd and Ashton. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, don't forget about the other coaches that we have. And it's not just about Josh. What's that about?
Well, he didn't pick Josh to begin with, and he did have a good game overall, but Mike Vrabel also made sure to bring in all of his other guys in there, and he's not trying to give him all the credit. There's definitely a little bit of a...
So you think it's just that? Do you think it's, hey, Thomas and Todd, and he's just pumping up his guys because he wants to give them credit? Do you think it's that?
No,
or do you think he doesn't like Josh getting credit that he doesn't feel like he deserves.
I mean, I think there might be a little bit of him propping up his guys that he brought in too, being like, see, these guys that I wanted also did their job, but I don't think he likes Josh getting a ton of the credit there. No. I mean, we saw it pretty closely when they were talking about like all the plate talk. The plate talk really took off because Josh McDaniels and Mike Vrabel had different answers to the plate talk. So then once the offense looks good, is Josh going to get all the credit for that? And Vrabel's like, wait a minute. Like, I don't want to do that. It is funny because it's like when you're asked about a player and you don't want to hype up the player too much and you're like, well, it was everybody. You're like, hey, how was Will Campbell? Well, the whole O-line was good, right? Mm-hmm. It's like one of those things. Like, how was Josh? Well, it's not just Josh. Like, that's literally, he was asked only about Josh. He wasn't asked about the offense, right? Or
Can we hear it again, Nick, just the beginning?
It's pretty
amazing.
It
been like working with Josh? How impressed are you with the job he did? Yeah. He just go, yeah, it was good. That was a good day for Josh. What'd he say?
So how impressed were you with the job he did last week and yesterday?
Well, it's not only Josh. I mean,
I enjoy working with him, but it's not only Josh.
And then he goes on to talk about Thomas Brown, Todd Downing, and Ashton Grant.
Mm-hmm. We got to talk about Ashton Grant.
Nobody asked about Ashton Grant. Don't you dare
shortchange Ashton Grant.
Nobody asked about him. Nobody was aware that he was there.
Didn't even know he was coach.
Nope.
I've never even heard of the man.
Made sure to bring
I'm sure he had a big impact on the game. I'll take Vrabel at his word.
How was Josh? Well, the whole group was good. Like, okay. And then he even knows, like, he's interesting to listen to because I think he's trying to, at times, go, like, the Belichick route. But then he can't help himself, and there's a little bit of the Gerard Mayo stuff, like, which we talked about. Like, he just, I don't know, just needs to be honest or, like, wants to say. So he kind of catches himself because he's, like, he doesn't want to give Josh credit. But then before there's any kind of follow-up, he's like, I enjoy working with Josh.
I like working with him.
Before you try to make it a thing, you can't make it a thing. It's not a thing. It's like, well, it is a thing. Yeah, the second they hired him,
how's it going with your wife? You know, I mean, it's not, it's a two-person, two-way street. But yeah, I love my wife. She's great. I mean, I really love her. I really enjoy being with her, but yeah.
Team effort, kids are good. You're like, wait, what?
So other than that, I'm cool.
Because weren't there the reports that he just straight up wanted Todd Downing as his offensive coordinator, and he didn't him as offensive coordinator. He's on his staff.
He was his offensive coordinator in Tennessee.
Right.
And he wanted to bring Tommy Reese from Cleveland.
Did McDaniels pick a single guy on the staff?
No.
No. Vrabel picked everybody else but the offensive coordinator. So it's going to be this is another one of those things. Like, it's sort of adjacent to, like, Steph Diggs, right? If he's not getting the ball and they're winning, you're like, all right, there's not really a whole lot you can say. But if you're losing and you're not getting the ball, then that's where it could become a thing. And so right now, Drake May looks really good. The offense is taking steps forward, but it is going to be something to watch as it goes on throughout the year.
Pretty good. Yeah. It's not only Josh, guys.
Game within the game.
Ashton Grant was in there.
Dude, Ashton Grant
had a good week.
Coaching these guys.
Todd had a good week scheming it up. And don't even get me started on Thomas Brown. It's not just Josh. You guys are talking about Josh. It's not just Josh.
Nope.
So Vrabel a little territorial with that one. Real quick, since you brought up Will Campbell, what do you thought of Will Campbell through four games?
I was going to say the best thing about him is we've rarely talked about him, which is a great sign for an offensive lineman.
I do think we didn't really bring him up a lot after the Pittsburgh game because the turnovers were so egregious. He was awful in the Pittsburgh game, but I thought he was fine week one against the Raiders. I thought he was really good in the two wins, Miami and last week. And I'd say for everybody like me who thought his arms were too short and he couldn't play tackle and he might be a guard. He's shutting all of us up, even if he had a tough week against a couple of good pass rushers in Pittsburgh.
I was going to say, a lot of the linemen we went in thinking that each one was better at run blocking than pass blocking, and it almost feels like the reverse.
They're all better in pass blocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bradbury was
that's surprising.
Bradbury was and I haven't seen all the updated numbers, but Bradbury was a horrible pass blocker in Minnesota, one of the worst in the league. He's been great at that and bad at run blocking.
Yeah, it's strange because the running backs haven't exactly carved up teams, and we thought that might be a strength, and it really hasn't been to this point. But no, overall, again, at the end of the year and years down the line, we'll have a better sense of if he was worth the fourth overall pick. But so far, so good. He looks like a starting left tackle.
617-779-7937. Is Drake May deserving of the hype? What do you make of Mike Vrabel not wanting to give any credit to Josh McDaniels? And you can discuss Will Campbell as well, if you'd like. Again, 617-779-7937. Let's get back to MLB's postseason. It's a tier Tuesday. We're going to tier off all the Major League Baseball teams. And I got to tell you, Keith.
Yeah?
The graphic is in for the Jones and Keith picks.
Is it?
It's pretty one-sided. I don't know that we're, the TNT or the ESPN pregame show. where this is going to get thrown back in our face.
No, we'll see.
Hopefully Yankees fans don't get a hold of this one. We can give you all our picks coming up, and we'll tier off all Major League Baseball's playoff teams, including the Red Sox and Yankees on a Tier Tuesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keefe.
The GOAT!
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It is a Tom E. Tuesday. Tommy Curran joining us at high noon. We got a Keefe for Madness for you, 12:45. We'll talk to Keith McPherson, WFAN in New York, for a Yankees perspective on Red Sox-Yankees, which gets underway tonight right here on WEEI. But it's also a Tier Tuesday, and it's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. What are we going to tier off today, Keith?
Major League Baseball playoff teams, Jones. We are down to 12. The 12 best teams in baseball remain, and here are our tier choices. Okay. Again, we can add or subtract as we go. World Series favorite.
You led the Dodgers to World Series.
Okay.
Top tier.
Yeah.
How about great chance?
Good. They're great.
Oh, okay. They had a great chance.
Great.
Yeah, great chance.
Okay.
Next tier down, good chance.
Pretty good.
Nice. Pretty good chance. They had a good chance.
Yeah, pretty good.
How about a chance?
So you're telling me there's a chance.
And then finally, Jones, no chance.
No chance.
So we're going World Series favorite, great chance, good chance, a chance, no chance.
All right, it's pretty easy.
To win the World Series.
Pretty straightforward.
The Dodgers is to win the World Series. All right.
Simple. We got, what do we got, 12 teams?
12 teams.
Okay.
That's it.
Let's tear these puppies off,
Billy. Lanny, what do we got?
You got it. First one up is the Blue Jays.
I would say the Blue Jays have...
A chance?
A good chance?
A good chance?
A chance. They are the number one seed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so am I too low on them? We should go good chance?
Well, they're already out of the wild card round. So
yep.
Don't you think there's better than like a chance? Because they're already going to be
Although
one of the,
those bye teams.
They've already skipped around. Bichette is hurt. Their pitching's a mess. They got to wait for the Yankees or the Red Sox in round two.
Actually, the way that you map it out, don't you think the Red Sox or Yankees beat the Blue Jays?
Probably.
Okay.
That's why I was saying a chance, but if you want to go good chance.
Let's put them there for now. We'll put them in a chance for now, and we can always tweak
them. So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah, they have a chance.
They have a chance.
I'm rooting against Canada because of how mean they were to my guy Brian Roberts.
Oh, man, I hope Canada doesn't see these tears.
No, they're not going to like them. Not going to like them at all.
Drop them down to no chance just to really piss them off?
No.
A chance.
The Mariners.
Great chance.
Mariners have a great chance. I agree.
Mariners have a great chance. I like the Mariners.
Good. They're great.
Pitching staff's good. Dumper having a hell of a season. Does Dumper win MVP or no?
He should.
Is that your vote?
That's like not. Yeah, he's got my vote. Yeah. I don't want to get in trouble for telling everybody who my vote is. But yeah, he would get
you
my vote.
You don't have a real vote, though, Jones. I think you're okay.
Dumper would get my vote over Judge. I know Judge is just great every single year, and maybe we're fatigued on Judge. But yeah, he would get my vote.
Judge is -330 at last check. Dumper is +250.
That's beyond a buyer's opportunity.
Buying opportunity?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
He's going to get a lot of votes.
I like what they did at the deadline. I think they'll be rewarded for it. They were, for all the praise I've given my guy, Craig Breslow, he didn't do enough at the deadline. The Mariners did. I think they have a great chance.
Yeah, definitely.
Guardians.
Great chance. Yeah. Oh, my God. These guys are insane.
They can't hit.
No.
Nobody on the team is very good.
No.
But they somehow never lose, and they have a great chance. They
got magical.
Dollar dogs, $2 beers, jersey giveaways. I've never been to a ballpark with
Rock
the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame steps away, for God's sake.
Sure.
Where the Cavs play, super close. It's a great little area. I love Cleveland.
Yeah.
Put me down for Cleveland any day of the week.
As Ken famously said, you could do those things anywhere.
Couldn't do it anywhere other than the state of Ohio, where I had a magical trip this year.
Okay,
I vacationed in Ohio.
Mariners and Guardians, both
good.
Great chance.
Jose Ram, you want to face Jose Ram in the playoffs?
I do not.
I don't.
Now you got to pick one of those two. I know it's not what we're doing, Keith, but you got to pick one of those two.
They would be in the next round.
You shouldn't even pause.
Guardians.
Yeah.
Some sort of witchcraft or whatever they're dealing with.
I think it's the good vibes they have from the Dollar Dog Night.
Great vibes.
Great vibes. Great chance. Yeah. New tier.
It's iciest, coldest beers. Yeah. New tier for them.
Well, I was saying good vibes. Great chance. But yeah, no, they just have a great chance. That's great where chance. They belong. Okay. Who's up next?
Yankees.
No chance.
I almost want to say, based on our predictions, I was going to say, now if you go to Jones and Keith on Twitter and Instagram, you'll see this now. I can't imagine we're going to possibly regret this.
No, this should be fine.
We made all of our picks. None of us talked to each other about this.
No.
We all submitted them to Turp. Jones, Red Sox in two. Keith, Red Sox in two. Billy, Red Sox in two. Nick, Red Sox in two. Turp, Red Sox in three.
Turp hates the song.
Stick to hoops, Turp.
Turp, unbelievable. He was there. He was celebrating with those guys. He was in the
that's true.
The celebration.
That's
the clubhouse.
A good point. He's been in more Red Sox games than we have. So anyway, Yankees, I don't want to say no chance.
I would probably say a chance. Because they're going to lose to the Red Sox. But if they don't, I think they could beat the Blue Jays like we just said.
Me too.
If something crazy happens,
we'll give them a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah, a chance. Let's do it. Who's next?
Red Sox.
Okay, well, don't ask Turp about this one.
No.
You led the Dodgers to the World Series.
I can't go that far.
Great chance or good chance? I think great chance.
I think good chance.
Good chance?
Yeah.
But we got them beating the Yankees, right? You haven't beaten
yes.
the Yankees?
Do
you
have beaten
the Blue Jays?
Yeah.
All right, so now they're in the ALCS.
They're going to get one of the other two teams that we like really firmly believe in.
You can catch all the ALCS. ALCS.
All right, I say good chance. You say great chance.
Yeah.
Billy?
Great chance.
Good. They're great.
I've been outvoted.
Put them up there.
Now, I mean, look, if we're just putting them right in the ALCS, I guess that is a great chance.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah,
great chance. That's fine. Yep.
Tigers.
ALCS.
Tigers would have
a chance.
Yeah.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I would say they have
to play the Guardians. I don't like that.
No.
Not a chance. They have Scooble.
So right now, American League teams, we have three with a great chance, three with a chance. So
No good chances. I tried to get the Red Sox in there, but
you
I was outvoted. Okay.
You tried your best.
All right,
let's
that's
move
the,
to the National League.
Halfway home.
Brewers.
They have a great chance. We've been Brewers haters on this show.
Brewers are really
There's
good.
One specific Twitter egg out there that lets us know every time we talk about
Loves
baseball
the Brew
predictions.
Crew. Yeah, because we did. When did we do baseball tiers? Was it at the All-Star
Probably
break?
Around the All-Star break,
and
yeah.
they weren't like in the top tier. And then they went on like a 15-game, or no, like a 20-game heater.
No, the Red Sox and Brewers both had like very similar winning streaks when the Red Sox were red hot going into the All-Star break. And we ignored the Brewers. Nick tried to talk us into it. We ignored it.
We said, Nick,
enough out of you.
Yeah.
And now we haven't heard the end of it from this Twitter egg. But yeah, okay, Brewers have a great chance.
Yeah, they do.
Great chance.
Yeah.
The Phillies.
Great.
Also a great chance.
Yeah, I think they also have a
good
They do have a great chance. Yeah. I mean, me and Billy tried to tell you guys before the year, he has Red Sox over Phillies. I have Phillies over Red Sox. We tried to tell you this is the World Series.
It could happen.
That was our preseason
Based on
prediction.
These tiers, yeah. great chance.
great chance of it. Yeah. Phillies, okay.
Dodgers.
Speaking of MVP, Shohei Ohtani, the latest odds is -50,000. The MVP.
That feels like that's a sucker's bet. Don't make that.
Schwarber +1,600.
I mean, Dodgers, great
Late
chance.
Push for Schwarbs.
They're the Dodgers. Great chance.
They're the Dodgers. Probably a great chance.
Great chance.
Good. They're great.
I think you have to put them there.
Yeah, I guess.
Let's see.
We're
going to put the whole National League there?
I don't think so.
Okay, what else we got?
The Cubs.
Cubs have a good chance.
No, they don't.
They have no chance? A chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Pete Crow did go 30-30.
Finally. Was it the last day of the season or is it the Saturday maybe?
No, but I forgot to bet Julio Rod for his 30-30 on Saturday and he swiped two in the same game.
So you were cursing him.
Yeah, you were all around it. We knew he was going to get it. All you have to do is follow the trends.
I forgot to make the bet every day. I made it Thursday and Friday or whatever it was. And then Saturday I didn't make it. He stole two and he got the 30-30. But yeah, Pete Crow finally got there. Kyle Tucker stinks. Cubs have a chance, but I would say they're not higher than that.
Seven players got 30-30 this year.
Uh-huh.
Pete Carroll Armstrong, Juan Soto.
We should have tiered them.
Jose Ram, Corbin Carroll, Jazz Chisholm,
yeah.
Francisco Lindor, and Julio Rod. So Jose Ram and Julio Rod, both 30-30.
Corbin Carroll, I heard, almost went 30-30-20-30 or something like that.
Pretty close.
Yeah, he was right around
Yeah,
there.
I think he was a couple triples shy.
Yeah. He's almost there. All right, Cubs have a chance.
All right, we'll give him a chance.
What do we have left?
Padres?
Good chance.
Good chance.
That's a good chance.
That's a good chance. Not a great chance. If I were someone.
That's a good chance.
Yeah, they got a real good chance.
Yeah, they. I mean, that's another team that fortified. They traded for half the league
they
at the deadline.
They were very aggressive.
And yet they remain in wild card position. So let's go good chance
90
with
wins?
Them.
Yep. Yeah, not bad.
Who else?
Last one, the Reds.
It's Francona.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
It's Francona, so I'm giving him a chance.
A chance.
A chance. And if that happens, as a caller pointed out, well, actually, as Keith pointed out earlier today, the Red Sox would have home field advantage in the World Series.
They would.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple rounds from now,
yeah.
We could be talking about a Reds-Red Sox World Series game one right here at Fenway Park.
So you agree? A chance?
I think they have a chance.
Okay.
So this is what we got. We can tweak these if we want. We have time to tweak them.
All right.
World Series favorite, we have left blank.
Oh, we don't have a favorite.
Nobody's a favorite. So it speaks to the parity.
The league is wide open.
It's wide open this year.
We tried to let you know about this. The
However,
league is indeed wide open.
We do believe six teams have a great chance.
Okay.
And those six teams are the Mariners, the Guardians, the Red Sox, the Brewers, the Phillies, the Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
They and the Dodgers.
Okay.
Good chance.
Good chance.
Padres.
Just the Padres.
Yep.
Okay.
A chance, Blue Jays, Yankees, Tigers, Cubs, Reds.
Okay.
And then no chance, we've also left vacant because, Jones, if you make the baseball playoffs, you have a chance.
Yeah, that's true. So you have a chance just by making the playoffs. There is no clear-cut World Series favorite. Everybody's jammed up in the middle.
Should we put the Mets and the Astros in no chance?
We think
no chance.
Oh, should we maybe put the Mets in there?
The Mets and Astros, I think, both finished with the same record as the teams that finished sixth but lost the tiebreaker.
Tough.
They have no chance.
Yeah. The Mets should absolutely be in.
Yeah, maybe
$1 billion while one player missing.
Oh, I thought you meant they should be in the tier.
No, they should absolutely be in the playoffs.
Should I put them on the tier?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, put the Mets in there.
Throw the Mets in, no chance.
Love it. Let's fill that out.
I think that's good. Do you want to move any up or down?
I mean, it feels a little wild that we have six teams that have a great half the league has a great chance to win the World Series, but it also kind of makes sense.
But the Mariners, I think, are the best team.
Yep.
The Guardians are the hottest team. And then the Red Sox, I'm not ruling out. And I like their draw. Right? I like this round and next round.
You like
round.
How it lines up? Right.
Yes,
the Guardians and Mariners have to play each other.
Right.
You don't have to play them until an ALCS.
And then the Brewers might be the best team in baseball.
Sure.
And then how do you rule out the Phillies or the Dodgers at this point? So I think we may have nailed it.
I think we nailed it.
Yeah.
I think you've talked me into it. We'll get these up at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Seek those out. You can also seek out our Red Sox predictions. They are one-sided, and I don't think they're going to blow up in our face whatsoever. So you can go check those out. Tiers will be up shortly at Keefe21 at Jones, WEEI. 617-779-7937. We got Tommy Curran standing by at high noon on a Tommy Tuesday. We'll get back to the Pats, the hype for Drake May, no love from Mike Vrabel to Josh McDaniels, plus a huge game on Sunday night in Buffalo. That comes your way at high noon. On the way next, Jason Tatum, front and center, media day. Sounds like we're going to see him maybe pretty soon. Let's get to it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No pressure. I've stated that. There's no pressure to return back any sooner than, when I'm 100% healthy. No pressure from Brad, Joe, the team, the organization. The most important thing is that I'm 100% recovered and healthy whenever I do come back.
Jason Tatum yesterday at Celtics Media Day. We'll get into his return. Sounds like it could be kind of soon, much sooner than I expected.
Any day now.
We'll do that here on Jones and Keefe. It's a busy Tuesday. We already tiered off all the MLB playoff teams, plus the Mets, and we're kicking ourselves for not thinking of putting Rafael Devers on the no-chance tier.
Oh, we're so dumb. Damn That's it. A great call.
Good call text. By the text line. Yep. Real omission on our end. Not very on brand.
Not just on the tier. Could have been the face of the tier.
Going to have trouble getting over
That's what
not
happens
doing
when
that.
You delete your master Devers file.
Right.
That's true.
No, I haven't deleted it. I just didn't have to. I haven't had to update it. Yeah, it was out of sight, out of mind. But our MLB playoff tiers are up at Jones and Keefe, at Keefe21. Go check those out. We also have our Red Sox-Yankees series predictions.
Yep, they're out there.
They're a bit one note.
Listen,
at Jones
when
and
you're
Keefe.
Right, you're right.
We're all taking the Red Sox in two, except for Terp, who's taking the Red Sox in three.
What a coward.
So you can discuss there. We'll talk to Tommy Curran at high noon Eastern time here on Jones and Keefe. We're excited about that. Plus Keefe for Madness for you at 12:45. That was Tatum yesterday. No pressure to get back on the floor from Brad, Missoula, anybody. I know you've seen the video of
Tatum.
I mean,
good Lord.
With a basketball word. Good Lord is the perfect way to describe it.
Because it's one thing to say, like, oh, he's ahead of schedule. And you just hear that. You're like, okay, maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But it's something you say. Maybe something doctors and trainers would say. Maybe even the player would say that, whatever else. But then you see it, you're like, when is this from? Is this from before the injury?
My main takeaway from watching that video is I'm like, are we sure he ruptured his Achilles? I'm like, was somehow his Achilles fully intact the whole time? How is that a workout video? Here you go. It's up on Twitch right now. twitch.tv/BostonWE. Yeah, I'm like, are we positive he ruptured his Achilles? It looks fine. How is that a thing?
Step back. He did like a crossover step back. He's like jogging. There's no knee brace or bandage or even a Band-Aid on him. I don't get it because he suffered the same injury that Tyrese Halliburton did around the similar time. And I know we kind of joke about it because it was during like a wrestling event, but like Halliburton had like crutches. He had like a big cast on and the Pacers were like, yeah, he's out for the season.
Halliburton was what, 2 or 3 weeks later? And the Pacers are like, no chance. He's out.
And he's like, yeah, I'm out.
Tatum looks like Tatum. I mean, obviously, that's a bit of an exaggeration.
I mean, there's nobody else on the court. No, he looks like Darko Milicic warming up for the draft. There's nobody out there.
You're right.
But still, that's something.
I mean, that's unbelievable. In all honesty,
yeah, it is.
No hyperbole, no joking. He looks unbelievable. I didn't even think he'd be standing up and working out.
No.
Never mind doing basketball workouts.
He was down. You remember? He was down at one of the Patriots training camp practices. Yeah. And so we had the binocs out and we were looking down and he was like walking around, no brace on. You're like, I mean, he's just walking around, but like that seems like a positive step forward.
We read a quote from one of these basketball camps this summer, and they're like, it was from a scout who's like, I can't believe I've seen a lot of guys coming back from significant injuries.
The straight up doctor was like, I've never seen this. Like this type of recovery I've never seen. So now I'm like, oh my God.
You think you had Dr. Dugas?
I hope so. The guy's the best man in the business at this point.
Apparently.
He is the heir apparent to James Andrews. But when he first went down and we pulled up the list of all the guys who had Achilles injuries before, the one I pointed to was Kevin Durant. But like Kevin Durant wasn't an MVP after it, but he was all NBA, second team a couple of times, still 30 points a night if he wants to. And like you watch Kevin Durant now and you're like, I don't know if he ever had an Achilles injury or not. Like he looks fine. So I was like, all right, that's what he wanted to be. But he missed an entire season.
He missed 500 something days in between games.
Yeah, he missed a ton of time. And you're like, all right, that's what it's gonna have to be. So when Tatum first went down, I was like, oh man, there goes that whole season. He never ruled it out. He even had the thing we played when he was on First Take when Stephen A is like, yeah, what do you think of the team? Like, you're not playing. And like, what do you think of like Jaylen Brown? He's like, hold on. He's like, I never said I'm not playing. And Brad Stevens has never said he's not playing. Nobody's ever ruled him out for the season. And so now I'm like, yeah, now I expect him back. Like now I'll be one of those people that's like, all right, where are we at now? Where are we at?
Well, the second he had that comment to First Take and he made it on separate shows, where he's like, well, I never ruled myself out. I'm not out. I never said I'm out. You're like, well, that's going to be a real bad look for Bill Chisholm and this new ownership group for all the pieces they sold off.
Oh, yeah.
You could still have Drew Holiday.
Yeah.
Porzingis. Horford. You could have all those guys.
I wonder if Horford's even second-guessing. Because I think if Tatum's not playing, and this might be his last year in the league, it's an obvious, like, I'll go somewhere else. I'll try to win a title somewhere else. But then you're like, well, the Eastern Conference is wide open, and Jason Tatum might be coming back. And so even if they tread water and are the 6th or 7th seed for a while, and then Tatum comes back. You have Tatum and Brown. That's still the best duo in the Eastern Conference.
I mean, I can't believe it. I thought there was no chance he'd play this season. I thought he'd never be the same player again. And that, by the way, just meant he wouldn't make first team All NBA and be an MVP candidate again. He's never really been a finalist for it. But, I mean, that was my belief at the time.
No chance.
I'd stand by that second part. I don't know that he'll ever be the same guy again, but I'm with you. He's playing in games this year.
No, but if he's the fourth best player in the league for like a few years, and now he's the 10th best player, you'll take it.
Yeah, that's
like,
not a significant drop.
No. I think everybody will sign up for that. So, yeah, now I'm like, all right, I think you're going to have these guys, or you're going to have him back. And, I don't know, crazy things have happened. We'll see what kind of run they can have. But I think once it gets to, March even, or like post-All-Star. So the All-Star break's always in February. So then after that, Marty gonna be like, "All right, how's he doing? How's he feeling?
What's
he doing out there?"
Yeah. No, I can't.
He already circled a date. We talked about this last week. He circled a date. It's a home game.
It's at the Garden.
Some early home games in March. You're like, maybe it's one of those. Maybe it's one of those ones.
I mean, you said it. If you haven't seen the video, if you weren't watching this now on Twitch, and you haven't seen it on your own time, go seek it out. Because Keith's reaction is like, "Good Lord,
I know.
I can't believe that's him." Meanwhile, Halliburton's out. Damian Lillard's older, but Lillard's like, no chance I'm playing this year.
No chance.
Like, don't even think about it.
He's sitting out.
And
no chance.
He's already out there doing basketball workouts.
5 weeks after Tatum.
So that's longer than I thought. It was that far? Still.
Yeah, so Tatum tore his May 12th, and Halliburton was June 22nd.
Tatum got knocked out at the end of, it was the second round, not the Eastern Conference Final. Duh. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah.
So that's why.
In the Knicks series, and then that's true. Halliburton played. When they stretched out the NBA playoffs, that just goes to show you,
And Halliburton did it late
the NBA
in that series.
The finals was 17 days by the time he tore his.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but still. But he's ruled out, and
just
Tatum.
Straight up, no chance. And that's what they're saying
basketball
about
workouts.
Let alone,
sakes.
Like, what if they made the playoffs, right? None of that talk.
617-779-7937. We got all your feedback there if you want to talk Jason Tatum. If you want to talk Red Sox and Yankees, we'll do that with Keith McPherson of The Fan coming up at 1 o'clock, get a New York perspective on this series because we're pretty one-sided here in Boston on how it's going to go. If you don't believe us, just go check out our socials at Jones and Keefe for our series predictions. It's up now, along with our MLB tiers. But it is also a Tom E. Tuesday. Tom E. Curran at his regularly scheduled time of high noon Eastern next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.